we have reached where words are not strong enough to describe what is unfolding in our society on this planet here today.
I think an epidemic, either naturally caused or intentionally caused, is the most likely thing to cause, say, 10 million excess deaths.
It is critical that the general public understand this is a planetary, directed, corporate fascist dictatorship being set up that uses leftist, Marxist, Maoist ideology to control the general public, but it itself is multinational and corporate and fascist in its political system and eugenics-based and depopulationist-based in its goal.
Today we celebrate a milestone for multilateralism, the culmination of a united global effort to rid the world of lead in petrol, a major threat to human and planetary health.
Now, you saw President the Puppet Biden, the man that stole his way into the election, the man installed by big tech and the globalist.
What are the people who died? What would they be thinking? They think this makes sense for us to do this kind of thing where you ride down the street and someone has a sign saying F so-and-so? Or...
You see him and you witness him carrying out the operations that are being carried out in Europe and Australia and Canada, and you only see them increasing the measures of control as they claim they are removing the systems of control. This is a planned Great Reset, permanent world government technocracy martial law system that is being put in place.
Protect the health system. We've got everybody locked down. We're going to move to a situation where, to protect the health system, we're going to lock out people who are not vaccinated and can be.
He's rich and powerful. Why shouldn't he have the authority to spy on all of us from his ivory Microsoft tower? The Daily Mail reports Microsoft's Bill Gates is backing a startup that will provide live and unfiltered high-definition footage of every inch of Earth. The startup, Earth Now, plans to launch 500 satellites to cover Earth's atmosphere in Big Brother real-time video surveillance. Sounds reasonable, right? Humanity wasn't using its privacy anyway. As Gizmodo reports, the company's goal is to make money selling its service to government and enterprise clients, and that's kind of terrifying. Sure, governments have their own individual satellite operations, but the scale of what Earth Now is promising is jaw-dropping. Who better to calm worries and work through regulatory hurdles than the world's most prolific philanthropist? He wouldn't do anything immoral with that tech, would he?
I funded a disease modeling group that uses computer simulation, and that work has been phenomenal in helping us target our polio eradication resources. And what we showed is that the force of infection because of modern transport, which compared to 1918 is over 50 times as great. And so if you get something like a flu and you look at that map of how within days, it's basically in all urban centers of the entire globe, that is very eye-opening. That didn't happen with Spanish flu in the past.
Would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
This equation has four factors, a little bit of multiplication. So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero, and that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero.
Elite must have watch over their subjects as the technocracy draws near. As Market Watch reported, the UK-based House of Commons Library said this month that if current trends continue, the richest 1% will control nearly 66% of the world's money by 2030. Based on 6% annual growth in wealth, they would hold assets worth approximately $305 trillion, up from $140 trillion today, The Guardian reported. This follows a report released earlier this year by Oxfam, which said that just 8 billionaires have as much wealth as 3.6 billion people.
Irish sea moss has been all the rage in the last 5 years because when folks started discovering it, It took the country and the world by storm because of the incredible effects it has. It's probably the greatest superfood out there, full of organic-based iodine and a whole bunch of vitamins and minerals. And we've got the gummies and the capsules now in stock at thealexjonesstore.com that are some of the strongest and best out there. Up to 55% off when you get three bottles, over 40% off when you get two bottles, 40% off when you get one bottle, and it's in stock right now, Ultimate CMOS, at our great sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, check out the hundreds of designs of Patriot t-shirts, ball caps, and hoodies. And regardless what happens to InfoWars here in the next 28 days, ladies and gentlemen, your support of our sponsor will make sure I am able to stay on air. So please take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Get the Ultimate CMOS gummies and capsules, as well as other amazing supplements and Patriot apparel. God bless you. Now, thanks for the support.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Third hour of American Journal is on for this Friday morning broadcast. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. I'll be joined very shortly by Matt Baker. Before I do that, I've not been doing my due diligence. I've not been doing what I should do, which is ask you, beg you, beseech you, implore you, go to InfoWarsStore.com, support us whichever way that you can. If that means sharing links, then that is a fantastic way to get this information out. If you haven't done so already, go back up InfoWars and band.video, download all that stuff. Depending on how the auction goes in, you know, under a month, that stuff's not going to be there anymore. But obviously, if you want us to continue, and we will, we'll evolve and transform and, like a phoenix, rise from the ashes. It is going to happen one way or another. We will not succumb to the despicable tactics of the New World Order and their attack dogs in the legal system. We still have a First Amendment, and we will still continue to exercise it in a way that does irreparable damage to the globalist facade. But we need your help, and we need you to be a part of it, and we need your support in this mission. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com. That's thealexjonesstore.com. And that's you're buying a war bond in the future of humanity and our resistance. Also, there's 2 weeks left to win the truck. There is a amazing diesel 2500 Dodge Ram. 2024 Dodge Ram diesel plus $10,000 cash. You have 12 days left to win it. And every dollar you spend on thealexjonesstore.com is an entry in the raffle drawing. But you actually don't have to purchase anything. If you just go to thealexjonesstore.com and sign up for the mailing list, which just put in an email, you get 5 entries right there. So if you want a chance to win this truck for absolutely free, you can go sign up at thealexjonesstore.com. No purchase necessary. You get 5 entries. But then anything you purchase, every dollar you spend gets you another entry. And it is an extremely powerful and awesome truck. And there's a lot of details about that. It is a fully custom diesel 2024 Ram Alex Jones edition. Plus, you're getting $10,000 cash. And you can sign up to win for that for absolutely free at thealexjonesstore.com. But while you're there, check out some of the incredible t-shirts, some new designs that are absolutely incredible, but also some classic designs that you can't buy anymore at InfoWarsStore.com, but they are back. They are available. They are some of my favorites, like the Save the Frogs t-shirt, which is a little bit more subtle, but just absolutely incredible, especially if people who are in the know, you're going to get a lot of thumbs up and winks as you wear this around. There's the Answer to 1984 shirt, 1776. It's sort of an updated version of probably my favorite shirt of all time from InfoWars, with the big 1776 emblazoned across the chest. This is sort of the mid-range. You've got a range of t-shirts. You've got the big, bold, red InfoWars logo on the navy blue shirt. It's on one end of the spectrum. The other end of the spectrum is like the Save the Frog shirt, where it's very subtle. Unless you know what it's talking about, it's just going to look like like you love nature, which you probably do. And then there's like the middle ground, which is 1776, the Answer 1984, where, it's just a patriotic shirt, but people who know will definitely know. And then there's the OG Join or Die t-shirt, which I got years ago and I wear at least once a week in my personal life. I love this shirt. I especially love that the graphic isn't just on the chest, but sort of an all-over graphic. The Join or Die classic cartoon drawn by Benjamin Franklin, describing the necessity during the time of the Revolutionary War for the states to fight together or die apart. Really incredible stuff. And then, of course, the t-shirts are amazing. The hats are amazing. It's getting to be sweater weather here in Texas. Get yourself some of the hoodies, highest possible quality, incredibly comfortable, incredibly warm. Get yourself a hoodie at the Alex Jones store. But I really suggest you try Optimal Human. Optimal Human is a comprehensive, holistic, meaning the whole body, meaning every function, a holistic and daily complete nutritional supplement. You just put a scoop in a water, put a scoop in a smoothie. It tastes good, tastes sort of like black tea, but gives you just incredible energy, just incredible function for everything your body does. And the best part of all of it is just like signing up for the truck. There's really no risk. There's a 30-day money-back guarantee, so try it yourself. I pretty much guarantee, because my personal experience has been, you will notice the difference, you will appreciate it, and you will want to keep taking it, because that's what happened to me when I started taking it. But if you don't, if it doesn't work for you, if it's not your style, then you return it, 30 days, money back guarantee, no risk whatsoever. Go try it now. It's on massive discount for the welcome kit bundle, especially. It's I don't know, almost 50% off, 30, 40% off. It's a very big discount for Optimal Human at thealexjonesstore.com. That's thealexjonesstore.com. And the welcome kit comes with a bottle, and like a shaker bottle, and some other goodies there to get you started on your path towards total human fitness. Optimal Human on sale at thealexjonesstore.com. Go there today. Sign up to win the truck and get 5 entries for free. And thank you for doing that. Now, I'm very excited to welcome my guest, Matt Baker. Before we welcome him on, I do want to play the trailer that he is here to talk about. It's a new documentary with a lot of great, you know, InfoWars all-stars, friends of the show, came together to create this documentary, and you will have a chance to see the documentary and meet them on October 24th if you're in the California area. But Matt Baker will tell us all about that. First, here's a trailer for the Bombshell documentary.
Matt Baker here live in San Diego, Mission Valley at the Hazard Center. We are here at the Ultrastar Cinema to let you know about the incredible documentary, which will be premiered here on the 24th of October. What is treason? Hashtag invading. We'll be here with Ryan Matta and JJ Carroll. We'll be having a meet and greet. Please get the VIP tickets now before they sell out, and we will see you here then.
Mayorkas, we know that this guy is not an innocent bystander. No. This man has been training for decades to literally destroy and bring the U.S. immigration system down to its knees, because he hates America, he hates the immigration system, and he hates the Border Patrol. The dirty little secret is that illegal immigration has become the most lucrative and profitable cottage industry in America.
We've seen FEMA divert precious time, resources, and manpower to deal with this administration's border crisis.
FEMA funded, but who funds FEMA? Taxpayers.
Why do you think Americans cannot understand that this is strategic and intentional?
You're either on a side that says we have to do something about this, or you're on the other side saying, hey, it's all BS. We just have to make sure our guy wins. The whole idea of voter ID. There is no logical argument for not having voter ID except, JJ, that you want people that are not citizens to vote.
As if free flights, free phones, free health care, free education, free lawyers, and other freebies being offered to illegal aliens weren't already enough, the DC City Council decided to now give illegal aliens the right to vote.
Would you think it's beyond comprehension that the NGOs are becoming quasi-election polling places for illegal aliens?
The NGOs are literally making sure they get registered to vote in certain places. And not only that, they'll take the same group of illegals from, say, Virginia, after they're done registering to vote, because all they've got to check a box, and they'll take them to other cities. And all you need is some kind of homeless shelter address, and you're good to go to vote. That's a reality.
They are telling illegal aliens, non-citizens, to come vote for Joe Biden. This is corruption at the deepest level. As a matter of fact, I would call it treason.
Would you be able to agree with my theory on this documentary where I'm exploring and going to prove that what Joe Biden and Mayorkas have done is treason to the body of America?
Well,
What is Treason? That's the new documentary. This is treason.com. This is treason.com. You can pre-order, but the movie premiere will be occurring on October 24th with a Q&A. And of course, my guest, Matt Baker, will be there. Happy to welcome Matt Baker back to the show. He is, of course, well known for his activism, where he advocates for liberty and effective common sense solutions to government problems. And let's just say problems created by the government. You can keep up with Matt on his band.video channel, Slave to Liberty, or on his Instagram at MattBaker_unhinged. He's with us today to discuss this new documentary, Invaded. It's a follow-up to the documentary, What is Treason? You can follow him on X at Slave_to_Liberty. And the website for the documentary is thisistreason.com. Matt Baker, welcome to the show, sir.
Harrison, the Smith clan is growing, my brother. I love it.
The Patriot Breeding Program is running at full steam. Yes, sir.
You guys are taking over the Matrix. The Mr. Smiths are coming for us.
We're doing everything we possibly can. Much like yourself, man. You are the hardest working dude, I think, in our entire sphere of operations. I mean, as an activist, it's like every day you're doing something. You're in some different state. You're making documentaries. You're doing all sorts of amazing stuff. Tell us about this documentary. Give us the pitch. What is this? Why should people see it? How do they see it?
Well, real quick before we get going, it's What is Treason is basically the series. And then right. The first one was Trafficked, which is already out and available. And you can go check that out. And then basically it started out, it was supposed to be Invaded. But then there was so much in the interviews about child trafficking and all the stuff that goes in with that, and the dark sort of details, that it ended up making a secondary, or actually a prequel documentary, that was the traffic documentary. Mm. And so now this is the meat and potatoes of the invasion story of the border machine. J.J. Carroll, Ryan Matta have been going around and they've been interviewing patriots and citizen journalists all around the country along the borders, exposing what the NGOs are doing, what the charities, Catholic charities, are doing, what Jewish Family Services is doing, what the government's doing, and how the kickbacks are working, and how the whole little loop goes around, how they get getting into organ harvesting, child trafficking, of course, and all of the horrors that are going on with this situation. Now, I love these guys because they literally went out and handpicked every one of the little people out there. I'm just one person in there. You know, there's Audra in there, who, you know, Luke's in there. Colonel McGregor's in there. Doc Pete Chambers in there. Hernando Arce is in there. George Hill. Steve Friend is in there. They've got whistleblowers. Wow. They basically put, Laura Loomer's even got footage in there. I don't think she's personally in the footage. But almost everyone that's in this movement that has been exposing what's going on along the border and this border invasion has clips in there or interviews in there. And there's even, if you purchase the film, and it same goes for the traffic movie, is as I know, when you're editing a video, a film, you get so much good footage, at a certain point you have to condense it down. So what they did in this particular documentary, which they haven't done in other ones, they've actually kept the full interviews, which are online if you purchase it. If you purchase the VIP, it's a few more dollars, and it goes to help this kind of activity of making these films. Then you actually get all of the full interviews. So it's not just the soundbite from this guy or the soundbite from that guy.
Oh,
you actually
awesome.
Get my full hour-long video interview, Audra's full-long interview, all these different people, Just Jeff from Cali, and all the great people that are down there. And this is a triumph of the our new form of media, the citizen journalism, because this story literally is not covered by the mainstream media. And if it right. is, it's really just in response to the fact that we've already blown it out of the water.
Even when we cover it, it's piecemeal, right? This is what I love about the documentaries, is like when you're in this every day, it's just like headline, breaking news story, bombshell. And it can get overwhelming, or you forget stuff that happened. And then like what you need is a documentary. You need to be able to sit there and just watch the whole thing play out over an hour and a half and go, now I understand what's going on, because it's hard to see the big picture because you get lost in the weeds covering this every day. So I think it's, you know, the documentary is such a powerful medium to be operating in. I think it's such a good idea to put this together and actually tell the narrative of how this got started. So sorry to interrupt, but I'm glad that people are putting in the hard work
someone
necessary
to do
this.
Stop me talking.
Right.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, Alex Jones was the one who really like started getting these underground documentaries, putting what are just mini conspiracy theories and connecting the dots. Yep. Audra and Luke were actually gathering a lot of footage out there with Robert Johnson, SD Live Data, who I got to give a shout out to. He's been helping us with a lot of the video and the streaming and stuff like that. So they were actually gathering so much footage, and I was actually going to help them edit together a documentary, we may still do it, called The Border Machine. And so basically JJ and Ryan came in, and they had the whole thing going, and they basically were putting together what we were already working on. So we kind of just started helping them with what they were doing. So we may end up putting out Border Machine later, but it's absolutely imperative, because with the news cycle, you see a clip, like you say, you see a bombshell, whatever. These individual internet clips, they fade into obscurity. However, this like literally documents it. It puts it in history. It creates an individual encapsulated understanding of what's happening, which when we watch it now, even it might wake some people up, and you can play it for some of your on the border, on the fence people who haven't quite understood what's going on. But historically, too, very important, because if you purchase the ticket, you can also get a package where you get the DVD, you get the book. J.J. Carroll actually has a book called Invaded that he actually breaks it all down in there. And this then codifies in history. So when you go a few years back, you look back at what we are now in. We don't realize the historical moments that we're in because we're swimming in it. But then in the future, you look back and you actually have it. Concrete, with all of, not like somebody's memory, like didn't so and so say this and weren't they this and that, you know. So it's so important to historically to get these things down in stone.
Yeah compile them together and have them in a nice package. It's, you know, easy to watch. It's not always easy to sift through all the videos on Twitter, but when they're packaged in a way that is professional and looks good, it's something you can present to somebody that might, you know. And as much as we don't play the games, we don't play the psychological manipulation game, but you still, you know, you have to recognize, especially for people that aren't aware of what's going on, there's something, when it's something is well packaged, when it looks good, when it looks professional, there's something subconscious that tells people, you know, somebody put time into this. I should pay attention. You know, this isn't just something thrown together that I can ignore or whatever. Somebody put time and money and effort into this. And, you know, for that reason alone, people subliminally give it a little bit more attention, the attention that it deserves. And I love that they're doing the extras. It's almost like DVD extras, but I guess you can get them online if you do the VIP pass. Again, the website is thisistreason.com. thisistreason.com. And you can get two full documentaries on there, actually, for less than the cost of one, you know, typical movie from a streaming site. So it's a great deal. But then there's the premiere that's happening that you're going to be at. I know JJ Carroll's going to be there. Is Ryan Matta going to be there? What are people going to get if they're able to make it to the premiere, and how do they get tickets for that?
Well, actually Ryan Matta did, to be clear, he actually had to drop out. Apparently his kid's got a soccer thing that he's doing, and if he doesn't play this game, he's going to lose it. And he's been spending months and months putting these documentaries together. So I guess he had to bite the bullet, and Ryan's going to be there, Q&A, and then Audra and I are going to be there, and Luke Slaywicker is going to be there, Robert Johnson's going to be there. We're trying to get some of the other guys involved right now, and there's a few that are probably coming down. And so we invite everybody to come and be a part of the event in San Diego. If you're in LA, if you're in East County, or if you're, you know, somewhere in the desert areas that are close enough, hour two drive, come on down and see us. And you can get the tickets This Is Treason. So this is slightly confusing. So the movie is What Is Treason? The website is This Is Treason. So thisistreason.com. Go there and you can see the movie premiere. And also on my page, on my X, at @slave_2_liberty. I actually have a get tickets here flashing icon, and that actually goes to basically say that I sent the tickets that way, which I don't actually get any money out of it, but with the effort I put in, I would like to see how much I get back in ticket sales. So you can come, you can see us, you can meet JJ, you can meet some of the people in the documentary, you can watch it, be the first to watch it. And it's really important because, you know, these guys funded this video, this movie, this documentary themselves. They've been flying around the country to each individual person. Like they flew out to San Diego just to interview me. And then they flew out to Audra and then Luke. Separate interviews, separate times. They're out in Arizona. They're in Texas. They're all over the place, Washington, D.C. And so, and then let alone, as you know, the amount of time and effort it puts into editing all this stuff and packaging it. And they're doing a service, you know, for patriots around the country and around the world. And they're, like I say, they're self-funded. So they make no money unless you actually purchase the DVD. And, you know, I hate to sell something, but the reality is, if these guys, they have two other videos, that movies that are in the pipeline, and they need to be able to keep going. You know, they need to be able to continue to like quit their day job. So
look, I do not think you should feel bad about pitching. This is the problem with us. Like we really don't want, you know, we're so concerned at appearing like we're doing this for money. But look, if you want people to go out there and make independent documentary movies, you got to support them. If you want people out there, I mean, you got one or two options. You can either let the mainstream media and the billionaires just ignore all of this and not cover it and hide it or cover it in the way that they want, or you can fund the independent people that are sacrificing their own time, their own effort, buying their own equipment, putting their own passion into getting this information out. If you like that, there are independent creators. I mean, we had Luke on the week before I had my kid. He came on and talking about going to the airport and filming the unmarked planes flying hundreds of migrants. You know, that's not going to get covered by Fox News. That's not going to get covered by CNN. You need independent people out there, and they can't just do it themselves for free. It's just not possible. So if you want to see independent people out there getting the truth out, getting the on the ground reporting, seizing on the opportunity that has come with the collapse of the mainstream media. Nobody trusts them. Nobody likes them. They're failing. Well, there's a gap in the market, and great patriots, really, you know, self-propelled truth tellers are filling that gap, but they need your help. So, you know, I've encouraged everybody to go out there and support you and everybody else that was involved in this. The story or the website again, thisistreason.com. Thisistreason.com. The movie is What Is Treason? This is the second edition. And it's, I'd forgotten about that aspect of the documentary, that it started out as one thing, and then there was so much information about human trafficking that became a whole separate documentary. It's just incredible. Can you stay with us for another 30 minutes, Matt?
I would love to.
Okay, all right. Matt Baker is going to stay with us for the next 30 minutes because I want to get into more about the immigration system. I have an article here from foreignaffairs.com, which, of course, is the CFR, you know, talking point memo paper. And they say, why Washington has failed to solve the border crisis, which is to me a lot like saying why Al Capone has failed to stop the rise in illegal alcohol, right? It's like, well, they're the cause of it. So, of course, they're not stopping it. They're doing everything they can to make sure it continues. So I want to talk to you about just what is the impetus behind this? Who is pushing this? Why can't they solve the border crisis, or do they even want to? More on the other side with Matt Baker at @slave_2_liberty. This is treason.com, October 24th. That's 6 days away. They will be doing a red carpet premiere where you can meet the filmmakers, ask questions, and see a bombshell documentary in San Diego.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones store. I got my Panther 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean.
There's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge. And I give you guys props for fighting through it all. And I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print. It's probably my next purchase. So keep it going, guys.
I was sent home with a sample of this, thinking it was just a almost like a vitamin mineral fusion type of, you know, vitamins and minerals and just healthy stuff to help make up for the lack of nutrients in the food and water and air that we breathe. Everything we consume is just completely destroyed nutritionally, and so this will make up for it. What I didn't realize is it gives you incredible energy. So I drank it at night and then laid in bed from about 8 p.m. till about 2 a.m. just going, What did I drink a Red Bull after dinner? And I'm like, oh wait, it's called Optimal Human, and it's amazing. It was incredible. I didn't realize how much pure, powerful energy it gives you. So just be careful. It's powerful stuff. Use advisedly. See, I just thought it was gonna be vitamins and minerals. Instead, it's just incredible energy. Optimal Human. There it is. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Yeah, so I got a canister of that. Put a scoop in, and here's what you do. Here's what I did. About half a lemon worth of lemon juice. Get some lemon juice, put in the Optimal Human, because the Optimal Human taste is kind of, it just tastes kind of like a black tea. It's good by itself, but man, I added some lemon juice and it was actually delicious. And then it kept me up all night because it was incredibly good energy. So if you need some energy and want to make up for the lack of nutrients in the modern food supply, make your way to thealexjonesstore.com. Get yourself some Optimal Human. It really is powerful stuff. Optimal Human, it is really incredible. It's one of the things, like, you know, it's not a placebo effect because I wasn't expecting it to give me a ton of energy. I just thought it'd be giving me vitamins and nutrients. I didn't do my research, but yes, it has a lot of stuff in here for incredible natural energy. And I felt it last night, and I'm feeling it today as well. It's got prebiotics and probiotics. Ashwagandha Optimal Human combines the power of prebiotics, probiotics, digestive enzymes, antioxidants, and adaptogens to support your health from the inside out. Our comprehensive formula ensures you get to the nutrients you need for optimal wellness. Optimal Human supports gut health, immune function, and cognitive performance while maintaining vitality and reducing inflammation. Optimize your health now with 30% off out of the gates with this amazing introductory offer at thealexjonesstore.com. Sometimes things like iodine, you're not going to feel it right away. It's going to be cumulative, and the longer you take it, the more you're going to feel it, and it really hits you a couple days after taking it regularly. That's not one of these. That's not what Optimal Human is. Optimal Human is something that you feel right away and all day. It's really, really powerful stuff. TheAlexJonesStore.com is where you can get it. Optimal Human, complete daily nutrient, whole health nutritional supplement. Go check it out. Do your own research.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My guest is Matt Baker. You can follow him on X at slave_2_liberty. You can also follow him on Instagram at @MattBaker_unhinged. He's here to talk about a documentary called This Is Treason. It's a documentary series called What Is Treason. The website is thisistreason.com. The second edition is called Invaded, and it's all about the gigantic, as you put it, border machine, the machinery that is carrying this out. Again, as we into the last segment, it's talking about the CFR official dispatch. Foreign Affairs has the article, Why Washington Has Failed to Solve the Border Crisis. I don't know, Matt. It just pisses me off reading headlines like this, where it's like, yeah, the arsonist can't tell you how to put the fire out. Really? They don't want to. They're doing this on purpose. In watching this documentary or helping to make the documentary, what was something that stood out to you that maybe you didn't know before, or just seeing it in the documentary, like, hit you, you know, differently for the first time? What what happens in the documentary that that stands out to you as something, you know, in this whole system being so screwed up? Is there anything that stands out in particular?
Well, I think it really points out, you know, how when I call it a border machine, and so it really shows that it isn't just one thing happening, another thing happening. It's like, it's really a motor that is pumping. So it's like they bring the illegals in, that the NGOs make the money off them. They turn them into Democrat voters. They take over politically. They give themselves more money. Then the NGOs send money back to the political candidates, and or the powers that be, like certain countries may be involved, Israel perhaps even.
Right.
A lot of the New World Order types are trying to undermine the sovereignty of the country. And I was actually on a podcast last night, and we kind of got into this pretty deep. It was like, if people are like, is that why they're doing it? Is this why they're doing it? Is that why they're doing it? The reality is they're doing it for all of the above.
Right.
So they're undermining our culture, our language. They're undermining our stability nationally. They're dividing, they're conquering. They're doing it to bring in their own voters. They're doing it to cause division among the people. They're doing it to dilute the white Christian races around the world. And that's basically when I kind of snapped the other night. Someone's like, well, hey, they're doing it to all people. I'm like, bro, they're not. They're doing it to England, Ireland, Scotland, France, Germany. They're not. This invasion thing isn't happening in Mexico. They're there, but they just travel through. They don't go, oh, we're going to stay here in Mexico. We're going to stay here in Brazil. They're focused. So these NGOs, which is such a cute little name, really, they're not non-governmental. They're like extra governmental. They're right. Above government. Like they transcend all government.
Pseudo government.
Well, they're operated. They really are the global government. They're the corporate government. And so they're quarterbacking where these, you know, someone in Africa doesn't go, I want to move to Dublin. They don't even know where Dublin is. But they come in, they go, okay, we need this man, you guys over there, we're sending them to Dublin. How's Dublin going? They've almost fallen. Give them a few more. And then if they start rising up a little bit, they might pull back a little bit, send them to another center. So they're literally firing these like little photons, like trying to break the barriers down around the world. And the thing is they've literally turned it into a cash cow where the more illegal aliens they get, the more money they go, oh, we have more flow now. So when Camel Toe Harris gets on and she's like, we tried to solve the border crisis, but Trump wouldn't let us. We wanted more money for the border control. And the reality is, and I can't make this clear enough to people, more border agents will not stop this at all. All they do, because here's the thing, like you're saying, you try more of the same that's not working. Border patrol agents have no mandate at all to stop anyone.
Right.
At all. They don't stop a single person. The only thing they do is when they come in, they go down like a little Uber, no offense, guys, they know what's happening. And they basically, and this is not hyperbole, they are literal Uber taxi cabs. They go to the areas by the border that they're told in pamphlets to sit down and wait for their people. The NGOs come along and feed them water until the border patrol comes along. They pick them up and they bring them to the facilities. They bring them to the soft-sided, to the hard-sided, to the all the different locations. And then they sit there. And I just did research, and supposedly, even in their own numbers, 3/4 of all asylum seekers get asylum. So when they say, oh, we just need more judges to speed it up. Yeah, all they're going to do is speed up the flow. And as the little mini hell that they have to live in, like by the border, waiting for the border patrol, sitting in the little camps until they get to their hotels, they might call and be like, man, it was a hassle. But no, they want to speed that up. It's like, we need another checker on aisle 10. They're just pushing and pushing and pushing. All they're going to do is add oil to the border machine. There's no putting sand in the gears. There's no attempt to stop the lever at all. I can't make it clear enough. There's no amount of money for border patrol or for hotels or for holding facilities is going to stop this. All it's going to do is speed it up. And that's what you see in this. That this is not a bunch of failures happening that are just happenstance that just happen to be manifesting a problem. This is a problem that is designed and is self-perpetuating because there's so much freaking money in it. These guys are making hand over fist. Some of the people in the documentary will talk about how a COVID test, they charge like $1,000 for a COVID test when the actual COVID test costs like $50. Right. The NGO comes in, and every time they move them from one spot to another, and they do this, like, oh, we got to move them from here to there. So they have to then test every single one, and they make at least $800 off the top on that. They charge like $20 for a diaper. They charge for each bottle of water is like $5. Right. Every single thing they do, they're concierging up. It's like going to the mini bar at a hotel, and right. You're like, oh, I'll just get this little soda. And
right, NGO, or they charge $20 for a Tylenol at the hospital because it's just going to the insurance company, and you know the people never actually see it. They're just getting money from the taxpayers, so they can charge whatever they want. And we've seen reports of, you know, hotels going, oh, you're going to book my whole hotel for the next year to house migrants. Well, it turns out my prices just went up $200 a room. So people are making just enormous amounts of money selling out our birthright. They're selling our country, and they're running away with the profits. You're exactly right. And, you know, I love that you emphasize the point you just did, because it's the same thing I keep trying to emphasize, because it's obvious. It's on its face. Anybody paying attention can tell this. We talked about it yesterday with the Bret Baier interview with Kamala Harris. When she says we need more resources at the border, she explicitly says we need more judges and we need more ports of entry. Right. So, I mean, they're literally saying we need to expedite the process, that they're the problem as they see it is the problem that any of these people are stopped at all. And their solution is to expedite the speed at which they're brought in and then given citizenship and provided funds and approved for asylum. And at the end of the day, it's abuse. It's asylum abuse. They're fraudulent. They're not asylum seekers. None of them are. None of them, legally, morally, they're not asylum seekers. So I think at the end of the day, the only solution to this is to kind of get rid of the asylum program, which is a shame, but it's because it's being abused. In the same way, if you had a charity that was supposed to be giving money to cancer patients, but you looked at the paperwork, you said, oh, wait, all these people that we've been giving money to were fraudulent. None of them actually had cancer. You got to shut the whole thing down. You just got to shut the whole thing down. Nobody can come in anymore, because the problem is this pathological altruism where the American people think they're doing the right thing. They think they're being generous and good and charitable by providing asylum for people, but they're just being suckers. They're just being taken advantage of. You're just being robbed. You're not actually helping anybody escape persecution from their government. That doesn't exist south of our border. It certainly doesn't exist wherever these people are coming from, Africa and Asia and everywhere else. And on top of it all, they're letting in military-aged men. The Chinese ones you can see are standing in military rest. They've been trained. They have training. We are letting in enemy soldiers come and live on our dime in our country. I mean, it's beyond insane, man. It's beyond insane that this not just that it's happened, that it just keeps happening over and over for years. It's been going on for years. We've been talking about it for years, and we can't do anything to stop it, apparently. I mean, is it that everybody's making money from this? I mean, are the politicians making money from this? Is that why they do it? Are they getting a cut off the top? We know Alejandro Mayorkas was a chairman of HIAS, the Hebrew International Aid Association or whatever it is, Aid Society, one of the primary movers of this. So he has a professional inclination to, you know, provide for the non-governmental, the super or extra governmental organizations carrying this out. I mean, how do we let this go on? How are politicians not demanding, like, shutting the government down until we get a border wall? Are they all in on it, do you think?
Well, I mean, most of them are, unfortunately, knowingly or not knowingly. You know, they all have their AIPAC guy, and they all have their different people that are funding the money. And the thing is a lot of these corporations are interlocking. So you might not be getting a money directly from the guys who are making money off the hotels, but they're part of a larger corporation, BlackRock or whoever, who is then their overall making money off of it. And because it's the big plan, it's the ESG plan, it's the plan to destroy America and Western civilization is what it is. And if they attacked us head on, we would fight and we would get stronger. Like you were alluding to earlier, the more if you're constantly working, you're getting stronger. The problem is, we're sitting here watching this thing happen, a slow motion train wreck. And because they're not carrying weapons, we're like, oh, well. And meanwhile, they're just Trojan horsing their way completely in and taking over all of these little things that are popping up.
You know, at least the Greeks had the decency to build a wooden horse. At least they had the decency to trick everybody.
Yeah. All we get is a few tents and higher hotel bills because all the local hotels are taken up with the illegal aliens.
They're not even disguising it. Crazy.
Yeah. And then on top of it, so some of the people that are making money, $250,000 or $150,000 on those flights that you see Luke sending out, some of the guys, that I forgot which one it was, but we did a little research, and one of the guys actually owns this USA Homes for Rent, and they purchase all this property, and they use them just like Klaus Schwab says, you'll own nothing and be happy.
Yep.
And if you haven't noticed that BlackRock is buying up all the property, so they are using this as to fund their takeover of real estate too. So if you look at the little tiny jag here, McDonald's empire was basically a real estate empire is what it turned out. If you ever watched that that show. So what they're doing is they're like, oh, we need this hotel. And then we're buying this little area and we're going to house the illegals. This is affordable housing. And they're shoehorning in and buying and using these people on the government money goes to the corporation to pay their property off. And then they end up owning all that property. And then now they have that rental property and you don't have it. And then all the prices go up around, their property values go up, that the American citizen gets screwed. The hotel prices are through the roof, and all those people and all those corporations that own those hotels, they're all making money. That all goes back and basically funnels back up to BlackRock and Vanguard and State Street.
Yep.
And all that money goes right back into the funding of the campaigns. And whether they're getting direct money or not, every Democrat knows, they know just like we know that they're getting, that those guys are voting Democrat. And they know, like we know, that, you know, Gavin Newsom makes it illegal to question them or to have an ID, and that they make it, law that you have to be allowed to vote if you're an illegal alien. And they're sitting around going, oh, well, we would, camel toes, like sitting there going, oh, well, you don't know, you might have to Xerox in your ID. Like, that never happens. Nobody Xeroxes anymore, you old witch. I mean, like, you tell me these people don't have cell phones? Give me a freaking break.
Yeah, how else are they?
It's all lies. They know what's going on.
Of course they have cell phones. They have to get it on the CBP One app to click asylum.
People in Africa have a cell phone to come to the country, but all of a sudden they can't send their ID in because we wouldn't want to hurt them. They're so obvious.
No, but I love what you're doing here, which is connecting all of these dots, which is what InfoWars is here for, right? A lot of other places will tell you the story. They'll tell you one story here and one story here, and I always talk about the information constellation. You got to draw these together. You got to see the big picture they're building. And I did a big rant earlier this week about BlackRock buying up houses, Blackstone buying up houses, and how it's not about money. Money is an aspect. Money is a method of control that they can use, but it's about reshaping humanity itself. And just going back to the beginning of what we're talking about in this segment, the real reason behind it, the targeting of white populations specifically for deracination and destruction. It obviously has to do with the fact that it was white European Christian countries that created human rights, that created the concept of, a government for the people and by the people that is subject to the laws that it is supposed to uphold, all the way back in the Magna Carta in the 1200s. I mean, this is century upon century, millennia upon millennia of digging ourselves out of the mire of tyranny, building what liberty is. And that's a barrier to these people's control. So to me, it always goes back to control. And, a great example of this is Amazon. We had a story earlier this week about Amazon sort of quietly promoting immigration because, it gets them cheaper labor and it benefits them for a lot of ways. But you can also look at the study that Amazon did prior to buying Whole Foods, where they came out with the conclusion going, hey, the more diverse our workplace is, the less likely they are to unionize. Right. The less employees have in common with one another, the easier it is for us to exploit them, because if they're all similar people with speaking a similar language who grew up, with each other and they understand each other and relate to each other really well, they're going to get together. They're going to start talking. They're going to even just little chats by the water cooler evolve into talks about unionizing. So, if you look at Amazon, whether it's forced diversity, making you less likely to unionize against the people at the top, or getting the benefit of the lower wages subsidized by welfare of the government, it's all about exploitation. And at the end of the day, it's all about control. And they have identified, I think rightly, that it's, the white European character that gave birth to, these ideas of God-given rights that aren't the subject to the government's whims. And that's a big issue. So in order to demonize the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and human rights as a concept and free speech and all these things that are barriers to them, they associate it with a race and they try to destroy that race. And then they tell you you're a white supremacist if you uphold things like the First and Second Amendment. So it's all about control at the end of the day in my interpretation. And I think illegal immigration is obviously an extremely convenient and easy way to simply replace a population that will not let you exploit them in favor of people from a country or from a culture that is less, that objects less to tyranny and that is more used to lower quality of life and is willing to work for less, is willing to take more abuse. It's all about control at the end of the day to me. What do you think about that?
Well, yeah, it's the Babylon system. It's the Tower of Babel. You know, if you go back to the concept of the Tower of Babel, is in Babylon, basically no one can speak the same language, so they can't get together to build. Look at how quick they brought that up. Wow, guys.
Never underestimate my crew.
So they can't, they can't gather together. And it's so disgusting that Amazon would actually, I don't know, did that get leaked that they actually admit like, oh, yeah, we keep everybody, in individual little groups balkanized so that they can't gather together and even have at the very lowest level just unionized. Like, look what happened with the ports. You know, they actually managed to have an effect there because they're like, no, we're going to shut that down. And what people don't realize is like the trucking, what happened with trucking during COVID in Canada and in the United States with the farmers, once that goes totally robotic, we'll be incapable of shutting down any levels of the infrastructure. And so we're kind of at that precipice right now, whereas if we don't leverage the power that we have when we have it, once it gets past a certain point, once we get past that fulcrum, man, you guys are good. Mm-hmm. Once you get past that fulcrum, then there really is no coming back. You know what I mean? So it's like now or never. And they've got it down to a science. Like the social engineers understood this, since back in the Bible. I mean, they've been doing this forever. They understand you don't want a group of people that are all homogenous and understand the same things. I mean, we get browbeat as white people, and I'm not some big ethno guy, I'm my wife's Mexican, but the plain fact is the white race is being eradicated from planet Earth, okay? And we're such a tiny minority. You look at like green-eyed, red-eyed people that are in Ireland, green-eyed, red-haired people in Ireland, and how microscopic of a percentage of the population they are, and there's no concern that they're going to completely die out. And the fact that both of those are recessive genes.
Yeah.
See, if you have, even if 20% African in Ireland, over two or three generations, there'll be zero white people left because white is a recessive gene. You can talk crap about it or whatever you want. Black people will be like, oh, see, you're just weak. Well, maybe that's the reason why we have to stick together a little bit more than a lot of other people, because we will be completely extinguished if we don't stand up at this point in time. Well, it's not racism. This is just simple cultural heritage that we're trying to hold on to here.
Of course. And I always think it's so weird that it's like to not want white people to die out makes you a white supremacist. Like, I don't want anybody to die out. If this was happening to anybody else, I'd be against it. You don't have to be white to be against, a population being targeted because of their race for eradication. That is, I mean, they talk about it openly. It's so insulting. Nobody else would stand for it. And yet we've been browbeaten so much. That is a cool shirt.
I got my new t-shirt. I'm actually going to make a version of this that says invaded on it for the premiere. Yeah,
look, the invasion is full bore. And I say it all the time. Not only do you not need to be white to be like against this and just abhor what's going on here, but clearly the people doing this are doing it on the basis of race. So it's absurd to go, they're out there going, they'll write articles, mainstream media, where it's like New Hampshire is the whitest state in the union. What are we doing about that? How are we going to solve that problem? And it's just like, how dare you? And then how dare you say I'm a white supremacist for just recognizing you have racist motivations and I'm against what you're doing? I really do think it all goes back to control, because you don't want people who are strong and unified and self-respecting with pride, right? The globalists, they want people that are dejected and deracinated and hopeless and alone, obviously, because they want slaves. And
then, when they come into the country, remember when you know, everyone goes back to, oh, the Statue of Liberty and this and that. Like, those people, they knew when they came that they were going to be on the bottom rung. They knew that they were going to have to work their ass off. And they, most of the, all of those cultures had it built in, you know. My wife, she was told by her mom, speak English. And I've heard a lot of Italians, their parents would always say, speak it in English. They wanted right. to be American. Okay. And so these guys, when they come in, they came in learning hard work. They came in learning, have a family. They came in learning that they needed to stick together. These people come in learning to stick their hand out and listen to the government. And so when somebody comes up to them and says, you know, your free handouts are going to be gone if these guys get in power, they've been trained from the ground level as a culture, you know, because there's Africans and there's African Americans. Now, African Americans are some tough mofos because they went through what they went through. No offense. But when you come in and you build your culture on how much can we get from them, what are they giving us, and having this entitlement, that isn't to train someone. Like, if that's like getting right. a dog home from the pound and you just give it treats all day and let it piss over the carpet and then expect it to become a good dog.
Right.
Not trying to say people are dogs. I'm just saying you are training these people to completely crap on America and to look at it as a tit that they can just suckle off, as opposed to a place that they are going to have to work hard to be accepted in. And then they will reap the benefits and the fruits of being an American citizen.
Right. And of course, the people who came across the Atlantic Ocean from Italy at dirt poor, I mean, that was a commitment. There was no like, well, you know, if this doesn't work out, I'll just go back. When they cut off my welfare, I'll just head home. Like, that wasn't an option back then. It's this absurd idea of having a welfare state and open borders. It is so nonsensical. You could have one or the other, but we have both, and it's just a total suicide pact as a nation. It's outrageous. It is clearly treasonous. It is clearly being done on purpose. It's clearly being done with ulterior and deeply sinister motives. And I'm so glad that people are finally waking up to this. I hope it's not too little too late. And I hope people can go watch the documentary, because even if you know this stuff, it hits different when you see it as a documentary. And people that their eyes are closed to this, they can be opened by a documentary that is convincing and well done and heartfelt at the end of the day. What is treason? Hashtag invaded. Go to thisistreason.com, or you can find the links on Matt Baker's X page at slave_2_liberty. I'm so proud of you guys for getting this out. I wish I could be there. Nothing is better than going to a premiere and getting to ask questions of the filmmakers afterwards. I am jealous of anybody that gets to go there on October 24th in San Diego, California, to meet Matt Baker and ask questions with J.J. Carroll, the documentary filmmaker behind What is Treason? Hashtag invaded. Thisistreason.com. slave_2_liberty. Matt Baker, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for everything you do, sir.
San Diego, come on out. Let's
San Diego, go. Make yourself known. That's it for us, folks. Alex Jones, 90 seconds.
At thealexjonesstore.com, we don't just sell products and t-shirts. We empower patriots to stay strong in the fight for freedom. Our best-selling items like Ultimate CMOS and our amazing fundraiser t-shirts help keep Americans fighting for freedom outwardly and inwardly as they support the InfoWars broadcast and the Alex Jones broadcast as well.
Conspiracies are no longer conspiracies, they're truth.
We love the shirts. And not only that, I just wish more people would get wise. Elect Donald Trump, baby!
That's right. That's who I'm voting for. And I'm Hispanic.
We hear stories like this every day. Real Americans just like you reclaiming their freedom with our cutting-edge supplements and t-shirts available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Everyone, I wanted to recommend the AJ store. This is my first time buying. Obviously, it won't be my last. I'm going after the Alex Jones Was Right. That will be my next purchase. And the gummies. I really want those gummies.
At thealexjonesstore.com, we stand behind every product with rigorous testing and unparalleled quality. But don't just take our word for it. See what thousands of satisfied customers are saying and experience the benefits for yourself.
I stand for Alex Jones, the AJ Store, and all of us patriots. And God bless my new shirt, and God bless you all, America. will rise again.
Head to thealexjonesstore.com today, read the reviews, and join the movement of informed, empowered patriots taking their health and style into their own hands. Don't wait. Stock up now because your freedom and future depend on it. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now.
We're winning.